You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I am Allison Fitter from MLB.com, here for my weekly chat with Chris Haft, covers the Giants. And Chris, you know, I wanted to start with just kind of general thoughts on the NL West race. We'll get to the trade deadline in a second, but you know, it's we knew it was going to be the Dodgers and Giants. It's I think a little bit more interesting than I was expecting when the season started, just because these are two teams that have had to deal with like major obstacles, flaws, injuries, whatever you want to call it, and have persevered. So, you know, when you look at the way the teams are constructed now, I mean, the way the Giants are, do you think that the Giants have enough to make a push for the division title? Do you think that the wild card is probably more in the cards for them like it was last year?
All the above. I think they have what it takes to win the division, but you know, what's really hampered them, what's starting to hamper them, are injuries. Of course, they start out the year without Jake Peavy and Matt Cain in the rotation. That was a big deal. But now they got them down, they have them back. Now you're starting to see, you know, a Joe Panik leave the lineup. You know, when Panik's, you know, when it's one guy or the other. And it's just they played with their real lineup, quote-unquote real lineup, very seldom this year. And that's a concern. So they may end up having to settle for a wild card, but I think as I've always said, you know, their best bet is to shoot for the division title, and then if they fall short of that, probably the wild card is within reach.
I was laughing, right? Because we recorded our last podcast like just before the deadline, which was probably kind of silly to try to do that considering how much can change. And the conversation I had with you was basically like, Giants are probably going to, you know, stand pat. Maybe they'll get a sneak in there and maybe try to get a starting pitcher, but probably not. Anyway, of course they went out like, I don't know, I think it was like 3 hours after we talked and they got Mike Leake. That's a pretty big deal. I was very impressed with that. I thought, you know, this could be a difference maker. He's obviously needed in that rotation, but that's no small thing. Mike Leake's a pretty solid major league pitcher. What are your impressions of him?
Very solid. You're absolutely right. You know, he in his first game, he, you know, went 6 1/3 on a hot day, if I remember correctly, on a hot day in Arlington, Texas, and you know, it was a quality start. I think he'll continue to deliver those kinds of efforts is what they need, because the aforementioned Mr. King, Mr. Peavy, now Peavy's pitched actually very well, but you know, it's going to be tough for him to go beyond six innings, just the way you know, he's been going, and Matt Cain's having trouble going beyond six innings. So they need somebody besides Madison Bumgarner and Chris Heston who can help give the bullpen a rest when it's their turn to pitch. And that's going to be one of the main factors that where Mike Leake you know, can help.
And not to gloss over the fact that Joe Panik is battling some injuries right now. So what's the like prognosis on him? I know that he just went on the DL, and it's a back issue, which is always a little bit alarming. How alarming is this to you?
It's a concern. They may not have that much of a drop off defensively with Adrianza playing second base, who's, you know, filling in for Joe. But offensively, Joe is just, you know, he helps things go from the top of the order. So they're going to miss him from that respect. And right now, we're supposed to find out later on today a little more about Joe's condition. Whether he's going to be ready to go after the 15 days, nobody knows at this point.
Wow. And on a happier note, you know, I think it's late enough in the season that I want to talk about Rookie of the Year candidates. And we hear a lot about Chris Bryant and, you know, a couple other guys. But, you know, we got to talk about Mr. Duffy over there. And Chris Heston, too, by the way. So I was kind of looking at the NL rookie stats for everybody. And these two, I mean, they need to get some serious consideration. I feel like we have talked about them a lot, but I feel like kind of on a national level, maybe they're not getting the same amount of attention. some of these other guys were. What do you think about Duffy as a Rookie of the Year candidate?
I think he'd be outstanding. I'm going to get my first look at Chris Bryant this weekend when the Giants play the Cubs. So, I'm very much looking forward to that. But you just look at the sheer numbers. You know, Matt's been doing it all year. Let's see what cliche, how many cliches I can drag out. But they're all true. You know, he's incredibly consistent. He's improved, if anything, at third base, which is not his natural position. One thing I heard early on from scouts and people like that were, well, he's not really a third baseman. Well, he sure looks like a third baseman now. And when he's got a bat in his hand, he sure looks like a hitter. I mean, look at the stats. It's, they don't lie.
It makes me laugh when people say, like, well, he's not really a third baseman. I mean, he's playing third base at a wonderful level, at the major league level. And so, you know, like, okay, he wasn't groomed as a third baseman. He didn't have a whole lot of experience over there. But it's just funny, you know, to hear people talk like that. It's like, he is playing at the major league level at this position. So what are people looking for if he's not really a third baseman?
I don't know. I mean, at this point, he's making all the plays. So I think maybe those people just have to hush up pretty soon, because he can come in, he plays the slow rollers and, you know, makes those off-balance throws real well. He's got decent range to either side. Maybe, Ken Caminiti type range or something like that, but he's got decent range and you know, he's quick. Good first step. What else can you say? And a fairly strong arm.
And, you know, Chris Heston, I feel like, you know, you have to take, I try, when I look at, like, MVP candidates, Cy Young, I mean, obviously Cy Young is a little bit different, but, like, take this person that's a candidate for this particular award, take them out of the equation, and then what kind of team is it? That's kind of sort of how I base my judgments. Not that I get a vote, but, you know, I pretend that I get a vote every once in a while. So Chris Heston wouldn't seem like, I mean, he's not Madison Bumgarner, obviously, so we don't talk about him as much, but where would this rotation be if you don't have him with just the ability to come into games, eat up innings, and give really good starts with how much chaos has been going on in the rotation this year?
Yeah, that's a really good argument, Allison, that you bring up. Without him, they'd be in deep, deep trouble. They really would be. Chris Heston has been just about as steady as Madison Bumgarner, you know, just about as successful. And it's reflected in the Giants' record. So, you know, there again, there's a guy who's just extremely valuable.
Yeah, I just feel like even though this is the odd year, I just feel like somehow we're going to see the Giants still playing baseball around October 20th. So we will wait and see. But, Chris, thank you so much. Enjoy the East Coast, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.